It's like, it's eventually just gonna, what happened to me during Power Nerd, it's just gonna like catch up to you, and it's gonna be like, all right, motherfucker, remember all those things that you didn't process? Well, here's one more. And this one is gonna be enough that it's gonna break the dam. And once it breaks, you gotta surrender to it all. This song here, Goodbye. This was the heaviest song, maybe the heaviest song I feel like I've ever written. Something about it. And it's dumb. Listen to it. It's like, you know, it's a rock song. Nothing. But there's something about this song that was the heaviest fucking thing. I went and trying to sing the last chorus, you know, it's like, you know, I gotta let you know I love your mind. I love your smile. I love, you know, I love you. Goodbye. Yeah, that line there, you know, it's like, we waited up to meet you because we only wanted to say goodbye. It's like, you know, you're a kid leaving. It's like, what the fuck, man? And I know that I sound unbalanced in the ways that I am describing this. But another thing that I've had to make peace with is, you know, is it embarrassing to be emotional? Is it embarrassing to feel these things? Because for many years, I admit I felt it was. But I recognized through this process that you can't be afraid of love. You can't be afraid of death. You can't be afraid of pain. It's like, you know, it's not like you're looking for it, but the depths of the feelings of loss, and the depths of the feelings of joy and euphoria are hand in hand. And I think for the case for intellectualizing one's emotions leaves not a lot of wiggle room for those emotional extremes. And when I talk about emotional extremes, I've got no desire, intent, or time to lose myself. You know, I'm 50 fucking 2, man. I don't have the desire to be like, oh, I've gone down some rabbit hole and now I'm lost in this existential quandary. It's like, dude, I don't have time. I gotta take care of my folks now. I gotta take care of my sister. I gotta take care... You know what? It's like, I don't have time. It's romantic to assume that that's something like, you know, you're fucked up like you were when you were 25 and you could rationalize that sense of like self-importance with your work. I don't have that time anymore. But that being said, this is life. This is who I am. Power Nerd is an imperfect record. It's a bunch of dumb 80s rock and metal songs, because that's where I'm from. From the 80s, man. I loved all that. That's what I grew up with. You know, Metallica and Bon Jovi and Motley Crue and big choruses and all the metal stuff. It's like what I grew up with. And so this record started as a throwback, consciously, to try and reconnect with that. I didn't understand the ramifications of doing so, and I got what I asked for. But the other thing that I didn't recognize is how my past really plays into, you know, I loved Motorhead, I loved AC/DC, I loved Motley Crue and Metallica and Bon Jovi, and it's where I was from. I was from the 80s, and this record was meant to be a throwback to that. And it's imperfect because there were so many things going against it. I had originally hired, they're not hired, but I had confirmed, you know, a drummer and a bass player and a guitar player to do it, and then a mixing engineer. And it was just going to be a simple thing that I was going to offshore to them, and then I was going to continue working on Moth. And haha, it's a bunch of easy songs that got delivered quickly. And see, now I'm able to keep the oars of the clown boat in the water while I worked on the Moth. But again, the curriculum that was this particular period of my life said, okay, dude, drummer can't do it, bass player can't do it, guitar player can't do it, mixing engineer can't do it. All these things are in your world. You've got an incredibly small amount of time to deliver it. You've gone through, your life has now exploded with all these personal developments that, you know, up to this point, you felt like in your quiver of responses that you could just pull an arrow out of. You had that one. You would just intellectualize it and move on. But that just didn't happen. It was time for these emotions to process. And I am so grateful for the Power Nerd record. Even amidst the fact that it's not perfect, you know? But if there's any one way to define the reason for that, it's because, hey, neither am I. But I did my best, and the authenticity of it, even amidst the format and the more formulaic throwback to things musically on this record that I have clearly done in the past,